So, this is Peggy.
And this is Angela.
And this is Kim.
And together we are
The Book Broads.
Whoops, I was a little off on that one. But today we're giving you something we've never given you before. This is the first in a series of audio recordings that combined with a few written things that we're going to give you as well. Together it is called the Before Plan. And this is the plan that you should write or do before you market your book or product.
Mm-hmm.
And we've deliberately designed this so that it works for authors as well as people who are marketing other products, mm-hmm. so that you can avoid some of the pitfalls that we see over and over again. We've mm-hmm. seen wonderful people with wonderful books and other products that have just basically been written off because there were some basic mistakes that were made, and we do not want to see that anymore. We don't want that to happen to you. So here are some things that we know you can do that are easy, simple, many of them are free, that will prevent your product from failing. Right. That will ensure your success.
And along the way, we're going to give you some tips and tricks to help you prioritize which of those things you should do. Not every piece of the before plan is suitable for every product, service, or book if you are writing a book. So read along, listen along, see which pieces work for your particular situation, and we'll try and give you some tips and tricks along the way to help you make that decision.
That's right.
Yeah. But before we do any of that, we should tell you a little bit more about who we are mm-hmm. and why we are in some way qualified.
That's funny.
So, Kimberly.
Right. My name is Kimberly Plumley. I have a company called Publicity Mavens, and it's publicitymavens.com. I've been a publicist for, I don't know, I feel like
A bazillion years.
A bazillion years. So a long time. And I've worked with a major publishing house. I've worked across Canada. I recently have been doing some publicity within India, so I can say I'm international now. And having a lot of fun. And I just have been seeing more and more entrepreneurial publishers and businesses coming in towards me looking for advice and making that realization that they think that they're going to build something and we're supposed to just be able to fit that all in and make it work for them. It was just really a scary thing to watch. So then when I met, I've known Angela forever too, and recently met Peggy, and just coming together and really solidifying what we believe in different realms, and we'll talk a little bit more about what each of us do. But being really forthright about what we believe in and what we want you to do to be the best you can be.
That's
and
right.
That's what we want. I'll be the mom, and just really we are here to make sure you do the very best you can. So I'm do the publicity, and we all sort of maybe sort of side together with the different things, but we all have our niches. So that's a little bit about me, publicity, and I have a lot of fun. I like to brainstorm, and I like to work with people on ideas and moving forward.
Kim is the idea chick. We call her, can I tell everybody?
Sure.
The popcorn head,
mm-hmm.
because she pops out ideas like a popcorn popper, mm-hmm. and she's really got a lot of wonderful insight. I have learned so much from you, Kim, in the short time that I've known you. Well, it's been a little while now.
Years,
it's been a couple of years. But, you're just a fantastic inspiration to me. So I want to see everyone else reap the benefits of your knowledge and experience.
Right.
Angela?
Everything and everything, yeah.
Well, my name is Angela Crocker. I am the president of my company, Beachcomber Communications, and I work as a social media trainer, a teacher, a coach. I'm also a writer in my own right. My first book mm-hmm. is called The Complete Idiot's Guide to Creating a Social Network, and a lot of the work that I do is online through things like Facebook and Twitter and blogging and all of that. But I have a really strong background in marketing and communications and have worked in various arts organizations and not-for-profits and a few for-profit companies as an in-house employee, and now work with pretty much an equal blend of artists, of small businesses, of entrepreneurs who are looking to launch a business, and also lots of writers along the way. So it's really a blessing to me, the number of people who touch my life each year. And through the Before Plan, I'm really looking forward to bringing that experience and illustrating that it's not all about online marketing and it's not about offline marketing. Mm-hmm. It's about mm-hmm. communication and relationships and connecting.
That's right.
You'll mm-hmm. hear me talk time and time again about authenticity and being yourself and being clear in your messaging. And each time, I hope that I will contribute to this product in a way that's useful to you, no matter what your particular product, service, activity, event, what is it that you're promoting and trying to sell. And I look forward to doing that and hope that you'll find lots of great information here in the before plan and maybe some supplemental information at my website, beachcombercommunications.com.
Cool.
It is.
She's
cool.
So cool.
She is cool.
Yeah, I know.
She's a cool chick.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, girls.
And I'm Peggy Richardson, Peg, and my company is Humanus Publishing. I'm more often known by my main website, which is wizardofebooks.com. And my background is kind of split. I worked in high tech doing a lot of hardware, software, mostly hardware and networking, for about 15 years. And just prior to that, I actually was a fine arts school student, and I dropped out to work in high tech. So after about 15 years of working in high technology and very often being the only woman in my department, I decided I needed to do something more creative. So what I did was took advantage of a move that we made when we moved to the United States in 2001, decided to stop being the chick who plugged in wires and so on, and instead take what I knew about technology and turn back to writing. And I had been self-publishing since about 94, but writing technical materials. And so since that time, since 2001, I've been focusing on editing and writing nonfiction and using my technical background to facilitate a lot of the online marketing of those products. So I really consider myself, I think now, more than anything, I'm really a marketer. Mm-hmm. And I'm just lucky that I have the technology background and the sort of literary background to facilitate what I do. So much of what I bring to the broads, I think, is in terms of technology, tech facilitation, and the really plugging in the virtual wires, so to speak, mm-hmm. of the marketing aspect of it. So together, the three of us, we have a very well-rounded set of experiences, and we've already had a number of cases where the three of us, having worked with specific entrepreneurs, authors, and so on, we've made some radical changes for the positive for people. And again, we see the same things happening over and over again. And it's funny because I think in the beginning, I didn't realize we were having these parallel experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys?
I think Angela and I probably had a clearer idea of that. But,
yeah. But you two had worked together for like a decade off and on, though, really.
Yeah.
So when we this kind of came to light and we realized, oh, wow, we're all seeing these same things happening over and over again, that was the birth of the before plan. We see a lot of people, frankly, leaping off a cliff without a parachute.
Mm-hmm.
They're not planning in advance.
Oh, they kind of plan it, but they don't.
They think
they don't really
planning
check,
it. But
they don't check to see if there's big holes in that parachute.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
not really complete. They think they have it, but they haven't done all the homework that goes in between.
Yeah.
And that's where our before plan does come into play. It is very clear that we're tired of hearing about people having 8,000 boxes of books in their basement. You know, people who have a lot of niche CDs out there and that are not being sold.
Yeah.
We are worried about people who have bricks and mortar business and they're not getting people in the door.
We've heard just too many stories where people have leveraged their entire inheritance or their divorce settlement.
Oh, God, yeah.
Or they've mortgaged their house to the hilt, and they've spent tens of thousands of dollars creating a product, whether it's a book or a widget or gidget of some kind, and they don't leave enough money and time for the marketing, sales, and distribution that comes after the creation of the creative part
of the
product.
They don't even know about that piece.
Exactly.
No.
We're here to share that.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are important, and hopefully over the next series, however, we're not exactly sure how long this product's going to
We know there's at least 21 chapters of
so
this
far.
Because we've accumulated this basically a list of tips, and there's one master document that we'll give you that includes all of those, but there's going to be a few bonus audios as
right.
well.
We are not we don't know all things. And there's some people that we'll bring in, and we'll do some special interviews and podcasts with them to bring in and that certain elements that we just know that we are not those people to cover that. So at least we are smart enough, and this is what we're trying to teach you, go outside your realm of thinking.
That's right.
So we are also doing that. We make sure we bring you the best, but we also want you to know that you actually have to stand out of your realm and think about what your actual needs are and actually ask for the help when you need it. So you'll hear us throughout the podcast, throughout this product here, asking each other what our thoughts are and how we would actually do that. So we we're hands-on, and we're here to be able to help you in whatever way that we can.
That's right. And we've chosen to make this an audio product for a couple of different reasons. One is that it is the fastest way for us to get this data into your hands. The three of us have now become quite practiced at doing this sort of through a podcast thing. And it's a very simple thing for us to do, to record this, get the discussion, the main points down, and zip, it's in your hands within a few hours.
There's also that other thing that we talk about is, you know, there's other ways we could write this, we could do other things, we could make a video. But our real belief is that if we waited and waited until it was absolutely perfect, we'd get nothing done.
That's right.
And this is the other piece that we need you to know. So we're finding the ways that work for us to get the information to you in a really timely manner that works for us, too.
Yeah, we try really hard to walk the talk on all of these points, too. We've had enough experience using them ourselves. We know that they work. We're trying to deliver this to your hands. So we're going to do our best to make these audios as rich and as valuable to you as possible, make them inexpensive and accessible for you, make sure that you can use them, take them, listen to them in your car, on your Walkman, whatever, so that you have it.
Walkman?
Oh, I just dated myself, didn't I?
When did we do this podcast?
Podcasting, iPod, sorry. Okay, I'm old, fine, whatever. But the point is...
80s.
Woo. Can you knock it off, please? Okay, the point is that we're going to get this to you quickly and easily. We're going to have some fun along the way. We're not the ones that are going to be really beating you over the head with this. We want to make this fun. There's a few things that maybe needed to be beaten into your skulls, but believe me, we want to make this enjoyable for you, because if it's not fun, why are you in business for yourself in the first place?
Mm-hmm. And to that end, this is not just us talking to you on these recordings or in the print documents that you'll be able to download to accompany them. We are available through our Twitter feed.
That's
at
right.
The Book Broads. We're available on Facebook, facebook.com/thebookbroads, or you're welcome to come to our blog at thebookbroads.com.
Yep.
And you can ask us questions. You can maybe even come and hear us speak. We do a lot of public speaking, particularly in the West Coast of Canada and the Pacific Northwest, and we're happy to go further afield. So if you have an opportunity to meet us in real life, please don't be shy. Let
That's
us know
right.
who you are. Shout out. Say hello. We want this to be a two-way dialogue, and maybe there's some key thing that we forgot to mention, and your question will remind us that we need to add a little bonus. We look forward to those questions and clarifications, and know that you're not in this alone. So,
Your input is valuable.
We want to hear from you. So, and we're also going to be making this, the other reason this is audio is because it's easily made modular. So you can take the pieces that are meaningful to you, listen to them over and over again, talk about them, discuss them. And it's not that they can be taken independent of each other. I think it's pretty clear that the whole package is what needs to be thought of, you know, more holistically. Mm-hmm. But at least it makes it easier for you to consume the content. So stay with us. We're going to do some more of these. We'll close off this podcast now, but I think this gives you a pretty good idea of what's coming down the pipe. And watch for more content all the time at thebookbroads.com. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.